Previously on Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast.
This is lovely, dear.
Thank you. Wow, Cliff, I really feel like I know how Santa Claus feels tonight.
Because your belly's so huge and flabby that it wobbles like a bowl full of, nay, overflowing with jelly?
No, because I'm filled with love and generosity tonight.
The boys are always this funny, Mr. Torero. I hope you're catching all of this.
You're listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. I'm not sure why, but you are.
You got bills to pay and the rent is due, but you spent your money all up on food. Your car blew up into a fireball. It would be nice to escape it all. To go someplace where the laughs are free, and there are bad jokes and bad hosts and bits of humanity. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. We're the show that'll never say die. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall are your hosts. Come along for the ride, where we can laugh about everything and make it through anything. Belch in your face and hear that ding-a-ring, and occasionally we sing. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall and all the friends are here and ready to go. And now that you, the listener, are here, we're ready to start the show.
It's New Year's Eve.
Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall.
Cliff, Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you all. Happy New Year.
It is the end of 2013.
Happy New Year.
And it was such a terrible year.
Happy New Year.
I'm so glad it's over.
Happy New Year. Kendall, it's a New Year's Eve show. Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Who are we but an internet talk show?
That's what we are.
Beaming coast to coast from Busheltown. Also beaming out to Busheltown on KBSH if you're listening to us live on Rye 99. And Kendall, every bit of food that's ever been produced has at one point or another run through my body. And I'm so fat that I never thought, as a young boy, I never thought I would be this fat on New Year's Eve 2013.
I didn't think I'd be this fat, period.
It never crossed my mind, Kendall.
I should have known.
It's taken me by surprise. I am shocked and appalled, but I don't know what to do about it, Kendall, but it is New Year's Eve. We are here. We're reporting on the ball drop. It's not a ball.
The rye drop.
It's a rye drop here, sorry.
And I think they're beaming us out right into the town square there, where a few people have gathered for
there
the rye drop.
There are literally handfuls of people out there in the cold, cold winter night.
It's pretty cold one. Oh.
Oh, God. This is grave opening.
I wish I was out there with them, watching the rye drop.
Kendall, we can almost see it if we step out into the rooms there and I crack the door and I could almost see the rye. Charles has been up there. He was fixing it up there today. I don't know. I'm a bit afraid.
Yeah, I don't know why they asked him. It was ridiculous of them.
I'm worried
for those people down on the ground right in front of the rye.
I'm worried for the people in front of the rye, quite frankly, everybody. Bye.
Cliff, I did get some information about the rye.
If you are in front of the rye, you may want to take 50, 60 paces back.
That's what I would do. The rye is 15 feet tall, Cliff.
All right.
And it's going to fall 115 feet.
115 feet?
Yeah, that's what's so scary with Charles working on this.
Good
this is
God.
This could be a dangerous falling ball of rye. Dangerous falling ball of rye.
Dangerous.
Dangerous falling ball of rye.
bundle of rye.
That looks like my mother would say. It's going to be a dangerous falling ball of rye.
It's going to be one dangerous New Year's Eve here, everybody. Kendall, we do have an official from the town.
An official.
Outside. He's coming in. He wants to give some safety tips to the people, the handfuls of people out in the square.
When
there.
The listening area, if you're going to come in or come to the ball drop, well,
there could
some
be
tips for you.
I'm assuming more people will come. I don't know.
From neighboring counties.
I don't know.
All right, well, Sheriff Frogblast, why don't you come on in here and give us these tips?
Welcome in. Welcome in.
All right, everybody. Welcome. I welcome myself to the show. I welcome you to Busheltown as a host.
Thanks.
Or whatever you are. I can't tell. Are we on the radio? I don't know.
We don't know either.
I don't know, everybody. We don't know what this is, 300-something episodes in.
All right, well, I do have some safety tips I'd like to share with everybody. They're for New Year's Eve, and I want you to be safe out there and ring in a new year as safe as you can be. All right?
Okay.
All right, well, I heard it took like 6 weeks. To set all this up and
took
to do all the planning.
Took 6 weeks of planning. Now, I only just got the plans yesterday. I don't like to get things too far in advance. I like to keep everything nice and spicy. And I like to just see what happens on the fly.
Well, that's a good way to be.
That's a good way to be. You just keep everything. You be surprised by life. I like
that's
it.
That's exactly what I like to think.
All right. Well,
why don't you go ahead and give
safety
us these tips.
Safety tips. Here, I do want everybody to be thinking. You got a lot of people out there with them New Year's Eve poppers. You got the poppers, you pop them, you pull them, and you pop them, and they pop right in your face. I want everybody to know when you pop with the poppers, don't pop them near your eyes, everybody.
No, don't do
it. I can't tell you how many people in Busheltown every New Year's Eve lose an eye from the popper.
Oh, that's a good tip. I've had one pop in my eye before, Cliff.
Kendall has nearly lost an eye so many times. Just the other day, he popped one, and it popped in his eye.
I see many people lose, it just pops right in the eye, and the ball just explodes right out, and the socket just oozes, and it's a disgusting thing, but
that
I've seen
horrible.
It many times, and I've also seen people do the same thing with a firework. If you lighten the New Year's Eve fireworks, if you feel like the only way to bring in a new year is to explode something, then you got a firework that you light, and don't just sit there. A lot of people like to sit real close, and they watch the wick. They watch it burn way down. And then it just blows up right in their face, and a lot of times it just sticks right in your eye. And I've seen it just lodge in an eye, in the eye socket, with the eye and the eyes looking around, and it looks right at the firework, but you can't get it out. Lodge in the socket.
Oh,
and I've seen it happen many times. So you gotta watch out for that, all right?
A lot of eye injuries here in Busheltown.
There are, because people like to look at things closely. I have only one last tip, everybody. My last tip is no drinking and driving. If you're out drinking, don't be a driving. If you're out doing drugs, don't be a doing drugs in the first place. But if you are, don't be a driving. If you're out doing anything tonight, don't be a driving. If you could just cut out the driving tonight, it would be a great thing for the community, everybody.
Park your car and walk.
Park it and walk it is a new initiative that the Busheltown Policeman's Ball has been putting on for years. It's their initiative that they have a lot of posters, park it and walk it.
I was seeing them everywhere. That's what made me think about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you were quoting it.
Park it and walk it every night, and tonight is one of the nights included in every night. So, park it and walk it tonight. And I do have one question for you boys. Have you seen Mrs. Potter Butterchurn around here?
Oh, well, she is preparing for the big festivities, so she's out there decorating the trees.
Well, she'll be here in a minute, right?
Yeah.
Well, I do. Could I wait for her? I would like to see Mrs. Potter Butterchurn. You know how I like to spend time with beautiful ladies like her. Could I just wait?
Do know you have a lot of other responsibilities.
It would probably be a good idea for you to get out there and get, you know,
for the community,
checking up on everything.
There's handfuls of people out waiting on the square.
Well, I do understand. And so I'll get out of here, but be safe out there every night. Park it and walk it. Goodbye.
Sheriff. For your tips. Well, that was great, Cliff. That was interesting.
That's what I'm hoping the listeners are at least thinking.
Well, that was interesting.
I'm hoping that's at least what they're thinking. Well, that was interesting enough to not turn off. It's a risk that we run every week.
Every second of every week.
Every second of every show, Kendall, and I've got an emergency.
Oh, it's an emergency tip quiz.
It's an emergency tip.
Whoa. Urgent.
Urgent. Urgent. Urgent. Oh, urgent. God. Urgent.
No, it's urgent.
Urgent. Right in my face, Cliff.
Uh-oh, it's urgent.
Cliff, I've got a question for you. Mr. Snodbottom faxed it over here. Right on the other side of the wall. I don't know why you don't just walk in here and
the
bring
urgency
it.
Is implied, everybody.
Urgent.
Can you feel it?
I feel it.
Is your heart racing a mile a minute like mine is?
Cliff, what southern dish should you make sure you eat on New Year's Eve for good luck throughout the year?
Kendall, I'm talking cake.
Okay, no, Cliff, black-eyed peas.
No, Kendall, I've always adhered to the well-known tradition of eating one cake, a whole cake, every New Year's Eve. You just eat the cake, and that just encompasses the year for you.
How does it make a difference for all the other nights?
Well, I also...
364 days.
I also follow the well-known aphorism, live every day like it's New Year's Eve. And so I do that. I ring in every midnight with firecrackers that I look at very closely. And then I eat the cake. I just eat the cake and I thank God, let this be the year that I die.
All right,
Kendall, urgent. Urgent. I have an urgent cue for you. It's a tip quiz cue. Kendall, what are the top three U.S. destinations for this great holiday known as New Year's Eve?
Well, obviously, New York City.
Duh. My hometown. I happen to like New York. I happen to like this.
Urgent.
Yes,
urgent.
Obviously.
Urgent.
Urgent.
And then Cliff, maybe.
Kendall, we don't have time for all these shenanigans. We've got urgent cues.
Is it Miami?
No, idiot. It is not Miami.
Okay, and Los Angeles.
Kendall, why in God's name would any idiot in their right mind want to go to Los Angeles for anything ever?
Well, they have things that they do there for New Year's.
They have things that they do there for New Year's. That's just one
just
of the
like
many, many selling points of Los Angeles, everybody. No, idiot. It is New York City.
Ouch, I said New York City.
My hometown. Disney World in Las Vegas.
Disney World. I would love to go to Disney World for New Year's.
Did
you not say a city?
I said destination.
Oh, trickery here on Cliff and Kendall.
Little trickery for you guys on New Year's Eve 2013. What an unlucky year 13 it was.
Cliff, other than us, what famous New Year's Eve object weighs over 1,000 pounds?
Mother of God. I weigh that.
I said other than us.
I weigh it. I just can't get over it. Other than us, Kendall, is that old ball?
Oh, that old ball and chain, Cliff. That
New Year's Eve ball.
The ball on top of the, I don't know what building, in New York.
On top of the Christmas tree in New York. Kendall,
and it's made of water for crystal.
I believe it is in Times Square, is it not?
Yeah, what did I say?
I don't know, you said some building. I don't know. I don't know, everybody. What do I know?
Well, that was correct, Cliff.
Of course it was. Kendall, according to the National Insurance Crime Bureau, more what are stolen on New Year's Day than on any other holiday throughout the year?
Oh,
more what?
Television?
No!
Cars? Cars?
Just keep naming stuff, Kendall. Just keep naming, I don't know, cars, staplers, homes, I don't know.
Well, I'd already lost at first, and I thought I'll just keep answering because my second choice was cars.
Listeners are thinking, is this an urgent tip quiz, or is this song you should know? Because Kendall is losing. Everybody, it is, of course, Cars.
Cars.
My ninth favorite Pixar movie, Cars.
Oh, Cliff, that was really urgent. I'm glad it's over.
That was urgent.
And I've got to take a break.
Is your heart pounding?
My
heart is through the roof
it
of
is.
My
it,
mouth.
It made me nervous and anxious, and I've got to take a break.
I've got a lot of nervous anxiety coursing.
We'll be right back after this.
Yeah.
Stay tuned for more Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. You won't want to miss a thing.
Is your mom there?
No, I'm home alone.
Well, you won a prize. What's your address?
42 Oak Street.
Hey, Roblox, some stranger's bringing me a prize.
A stranger, huh? All he wanted to bring you was trouble. Remember, never tell anyone you're home alone and never give anyone your address.
I'll say mom can't come to the phone.
Smart thinking.
Now I know.
And knowing is half the battle.
Oh, you are not going to want to miss this. Let's get back to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Glory be to God in heaven, glory be to God in heaven, glory be to God in heaven.
We're back.
Whoa. We were taken by surprise by how back we are. Yeah. Suddenly.
I walked out of the studio to go look at the rye, and it is so cold out there. My breath froze.
Oh, your breath froze. What Kendall refers to as his breath was actually the frosting that he had slopped around his face. And when he went outside, he went, whoa, towards the rye, and it just, like, swung right there in front of him. And it looked like breath freezing, but it was really frosting.
Oh, I could have eaten that?
You could have eaten it. Kendall, don't eat everything that just falls off of your face, and that is maybe something that you want to keep hidden, but I will unearth it like a hot subject.
Oh, hot. Subject. Oh, that was hot.
Hot.
We're recording off of one mic because Charles is letting the town use the other mic.
I don't know what the hell Charles is doing.
So that breath is right in my face.
It's right in your face.
That belt.
I do apologize, but I don't know what else to say about it.
Well, here comes Mrs. Butter 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 and Mrs. Snobbum. Let's let them come on in. The hot subject.
All right, Bose.
Hello, dear. Hello, Bose. Happy New Year to you all, dear.
Happy New Year, everyone.
Such a wonderful.
Wish Happy New Year to the listeners and Griffin Candle and everyone out there in Busheltown tonight, everyone. Happy New Year.
Well, dear, I think it's important for us to all look back at the wonderful year and reminisce on the wonderful times we had and get ready for the New Year, dear.
Oh, yeah. I think you're right.
Oh, 2013 sucked.
Oh, boy. I won't have you besmirching the year, the year of our Lord, 2013. This is the day the Lord has made, boys.
Yeah, we're already yelling at each other. I thought we spoke about not getting into such terrible times.
I thought we all had an agreement that hot subjects would not be that hot.
It always turns out hot.
And we have not even mentioned subject one. For heaven's sake.
Why don't you, Clifford?
I apologize, boys. New Year's Eve always riles me up. I can't explain why. Without going into great detail about our private life, and I promise I wouldn't do it anymore, girl.
Dear, you promise a lot of things here.
Oh, my Lord. All right. Hot subjects.
Hot.
First one up for debate, everybody. It's up for debate. In Utah, there's a federal judge. He has struck down part of that state's law banning polygamy. Oh, my. After a lawsuit was brought by the stars of TV reality show Sister Wives. Oh, my God. The ruling late Friday a few weeks ago. What's his face? He threw out the law's section prohibiting cohabitation, saying it violates constitutional guarantees of due process and religious freedom. What do you think is the next step? Just huge wife groups, just multiple wives, group marriage, the complete obliteration of what we know as marriage today. Is that next?
Well, dear, I think if two people should love each other and they should be in a committed relationship. Just two, dear.
Dear.
Three's company.
Come and knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you,
dear.
My, you know, boys, I cannot stand the idea of sister wives. I find polygamy repugnant. I find having more than one spouse a disgusting way to live. I find it repulsive, boys. Turns my stomach.
Oh, Mr. Tom, I can't believe it.
Don't hold back.
Disgust me, boys. I can't believe you bring it up on the air when you know it. Oh, my.
Oh, we said.
Oh, well, you know what does my bowels, boys? It disgusts me. Oh, a bowel attack coming on, boys.
You're the one that said you wanted these hot for the show, Mr.
Now, Mr. Snobbottom, you know we cannot control what different subjects do to your bowels.
Boys, oh, my.
Dear, did you take that purple pill this morning?
It's disgusting what the wives do. Pill. I'm taking many pills, girl. I can't just explain. Took a yellow pill, a blue pill. Girl. No, sister wives.
Oh, my gosh. Where are we? What is going on?
What's happening, boys? All right.
I've got a hot subject.
Oh.
Walmart employee. Wanting $15. What do you think about that? Do they deserve it?
I think let them have it is a terrible way to live your life on only $15 a day.
You can't even afford anything at Walmart.
You can't. It's sad, but true. Let them have it. Give it to them.
Dude, there's such poor individuals. I think it's a lovely thing to give them a little more money for doing a hard day's work.
I think so, too. I think it sounds great.
Oh, I guess we're all in agreement on that one. Mr. Nightbottom, are your bowels flying out of you?
I think it sounds all right, boss. You know, I wake up every morning and pledge allegiance to the flag. And, I'm so glad I'm in the country known as America. And I'm gladless anytime in the way, boss. I stand up. And the still today.
When have you ever got up in the morning?
Every morning I raise a flag.
You sleep at your desk.
It's for the soldiers who died. The soldiers who died. For the country boys.
You speak about this in your sleep, dear. I think it was a dream.
I won't allow anybody to smut the name of the soldier who died.
I think he did miss one of the pills.
America's a country to live in.
Should we call a doctor?
I love boys.
All right. Well, I thank you. Thank you for those.
Thank you for such an impassioned speech.
For those views there. Kendall, speaking of America.
Speaking of America.
There's been an extensive poll done, and the public just thinks that the U.S. does too much to try to solve the world's problems. What do you think? What do you think? It's a hot subject.
I think as long as they're doing...
I don't even want to start talking about America, boys. The red, white, and blue, these colors don't run, boy.
Look, if America wants to help other nations out, it's a good thing as long as they're not being overly involved in their lives.
Boys, hot subjects have become a hotbed of political activism, and I'm not sure I like it, boys. Not sure I like it a bit, boys.
You don't like anything.
Well, Kendall, before hot subjects overflow with insanity.
As usual.
I said we gotta end it.
We gotta end it. Dears, I think it's very important we end this now before we all kill each other.
Dear, I've gotta go, please. Go get my emergency pants out of the locker room.
Exit the studio before that happens.
Oh, can I?
Oh, dear, let's go,
yes,
dear.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you both, dear.
Bye, yes, dear.
Alright, I don't know what subject it was that made him explode in the pants.
I don't know either. That is a hot subject if I've ever seen one.
It was such a fucking hot subject, Kendall.
Oh, Cliff, I'm so excited. How did I spur a song?
I just can't hide it. It's about to be 2014, and I think I like it.
Well, I'm excited, Cliff.
I like it. We're
going to finally do our segment, Politics as Usual.
It's our sort of new segment, Politics as Usual. It's where we just dig in to the political topics of the day.
Dig in deep.
Kendall, I got to bring it up on Politics as Usual. I know our listeners would like to relax at this point in the show. They're thinking, God, every second of this show has been an in-your-face, urgent, high-intensity chat show.
Well, that is the way Busheltown is.
Just the urgency of this week's show, everybody. It's been insane, and I'm right there with you, but we cannot lessen the load right now. I've got more to say. Kendall, it's been a year since one of the last huge school shootings. What about gun control? When are we going to have some sensible gun laws?
Look.
When will sanity reign?
I'm sorry to stop you. They're counting down the ball drop.
Oh.
They're at 20 right now.
20.
19. Oh my God, I can't.
Happy New Year,
where did the
everybody.
Night go? Happy New Year to everyone.
Where did the night go?
Oh, 10.
10.
9.
9.
8.
8. 7.
6.
6. 5.
5. 4.
3.
3. Oh, it's slowing down.
It slowed. Wait, what's Charles? He's pointing. What's Charles pointing up at?
Charles, what happened? You're 3 feet from the ground.
Should we keep waiting?
Well, Happy New Year, I guess, everybody.
I'm sure there's a clock.
Whether the rye has dropped or not, I think it's happened.
Should old rye bundles fail to drop?
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year.
Point your popper in that direction, Cliff.
Point your poppers away from your eyes, everybody. It's New Year's Eve. Have we mentioned?
Oh, I think we mentioned a couple times, Cliff.
Yeah. Kendall, when I'm thinking about New Year's, I'm thinking about how sad it is.
Oh, it's so depressingly sad.
It is so sad.
All the happiness now of every holiday we've had is now gone, and we have to go into the terrible bleakness.
It's bleak. That
is January, February, March, April.
No, don't even talk about them.
Fat.
I really didn't think I'd be this fan.
I didn't really think I'd be that sad just then.
Kendall.
Cliff, if our listeners want to listen to more of Cliff and Kendall.
And who wouldn't want to listen to more of this?
Oh, that's what I keep asking every week.
Listeners are thinking this, but where could I get more of this?
Oh, you can get it more at cliffandkendall.blogspot.com, facebook.com/cliffandkendall. Email us at cliffandkendall@yahoo.com or give us a call on our fat line at 818-3084-FAT. And of course, for all you early birds up at 4 a.m. in the morning in Busheltown, KBSH, you can listen to us there.
You sure can. It's KBSH, Ride 99. They play all the hits, Kendall. They play all the... Technically, they've had to add a rider to that slogan. They play all the hits and our show. Is what it is. The ratings...
At 4 a.m.
The ratings have come in at 4 a.m. Sunday mornings. We are about neck and neck with that test pattern, which is what was on our time slot before our show debuted a few weeks ago. But, you know, Kendall, what are you going to do? Life is what it is.
It is what it is. We're fat, and the show is going out for you.
Hey. Hey.
Cliff.
Hey.
Yeah. Let our New Year's resolution be this.
Let it.
We will be there for one another as fellow members of humanity
in the
finest sense of the word. And that was Goran Person that said that.
What a Goran Person that was, Kendall. Making resolutions is a cleansing ritual of self-assessment and repentance that demands personal honesty and ultimately reinforces humility. Breaking them is a part of the cycle, and that was said, of course, by who but Eric Zorn.
Oh, Eric Zorn.
You gotta get it pretty early in the morn to fool Eric Zorn.
That's what I always say, Cliff.
Oh, that's what we all always say.
Sometimes... too much to drink is barely enough, and that was my fellow cohort, Mark Twain.
Oh, Cliff and Kendall of his time.
Absolutely.
Sometimes the snow comes down in June. Kendall.
That is a song written about Mark Twain, Cliff. Little people know that.
That was a Mark Twain poem.
Little people know that.
Sonnet he wrote for the late Emily Bronte. Dropped last year into the silent limbo of the past. Let it go. For it was imperfect, and thank God that it can go. And that was said by who? But Brooks Atkinson.
Go, Brooks Atkinson.
Come on, Brooks.
Come on.
Love it.
Why don't you take us home?
Take me home. New Year's Eve. The rye has dropped finally.
Oh, it almost hit that guy. Thank God he moved out of the way.
It almost hit that guy. I've warned people hours ago, seemingly, to scoot back several paces.
They didn't listen.
All 12 of them did not heed the warning. God in heaven, it's over. The show's over, right?
And I'm Kendall.
And yes.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Happy New Year.
Thanks for listening to today's show, Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. We'll be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe.
Happy New Year to you.